Imagine for a minute if you wanted to change your gender. If you wanted to become a transgender person and I was here to help you. And I say, I understand you've got this disharmony, your mind and your body, they don't match, and we're going to address the body. And so we're going to throw everything in the toolbox at it. We are going to attempt to change your gender. If I was totally on board, then I'd say, we're going to change your clothing and change your hair. All right, did that change your gender? It didn't. Okay, so we're going to change the way you speak, and we're going to give you drugs to affect your hormones. Did that change your gender? No. Okay, well, we're going to go really far here. We're going to do irreparable harm to your body through invasive and damaging surgery. But you know, it doesn't matter how far we go in that endeavor. Every cell within your body will continue to say we have failed in our efforts. Every cell of your body, the DNA in your blood, the structure of your bones, your chromosomes, every bit would say you are still the same gender that you were when you were born. The Bible teaches that gender is a creation of God. Genesis 1, 26 and 27, God is making man and he says, "Let us make man in our image." He created man in his own image, male and female, he created them. Likewise, Genesis 5, where we see the genealogy connecting Adam and Noah through Seth, it says the same. He created man, male and female, he created them. At some point, we need to state the basic truth. Since we are a product of divine creation, what God says about who we are is who we are. Even from the start, at the end of Genesis chapter 1, down in verse 31, he saw that what he had made was very good. And he made it in this way. Rebellion against God's order and design is sinful. Let me ask you, how do you talk to and help someone who is transgender? Or would you even consider it? Could we be rightly accused of being hateful towards them? We need open lines of communication so that all would know it's safe to talk to a faithful member of the Lord's church about your questions, about your temptations, about your suffering, and that you can receive godly answers from a faithful child of God.